And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We didn't know about a world wide web. Was a whole different game being played. Back when I was a kid, want to get down in a cool way. Picture yourself on a beautiful day. Big bell bottoms and groovy long hair. Just a walking in style with a portable CD player. No, you would listen to the music on the AM radio.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. This is also on EM 1620. I'm PJ, your host for Pep Talk today. In the studio with me right now is Brian Prywitz from EDX Digital. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday. Here we are.
Happy Monday. Here we are. So, why EDX Digital?
Yeah,
hey. That's the big question.
Well, I'm excited about being able to spend the next hour with you, which also means we have the opportunity for people to text and call if they have questions. So
yes, 437-1620.
I'm hoping that that can happen. Normally with a 30-minute window, it's sort of like right about the time somebody might have a question, we're signing off, you know.
So we're going to commercial break.
This morning, yeah. I'm pretending like I'm the show host now for an hour, you know, because an hour, I mean, you can cover a lot of ground. And
yes,
we're going to.
Yes.
So, but we always want to start with the explanation of why every Monday are we talking about digital targeted marketing at a radio station. And the reason is because ADX Communications, the local ownership group here, knows that more and more dollars from a marketing standpoint are going to digital because of the incredible targeting power that comes with digital targeted marketing. What's unique here in Pensacola is that these radio stations still have an incredible impact in the community where some places that isn't true anymore. So you have this powerhouse of Cat Country and News Radio and Pensacola Playlist and Sports Radio that still gather and collect and can move huge audiences of people. From a branding and awareness standpoint, I don't think there's ever been a better mechanism for branding and awareness than radio.
Right.
And radio has been around now for 150 years.
And it's still the most trusted source for a lot of people.
Yeah. And because of actually what we're doing right here, like the local connection, the authenticity that comes through voice, the transparency that comes when you're sitting down at a radio. It's not TV. TV ends up being very produced in some ways. Mm-hmm. And I think people don't necessarily trust it as much, just like to your point.
Right.
So here we are with this incredible gathering of four powerful radio stations locally owned and operated, which means we are accountable. We're in the community. We contribute to the community. We're in dang near every parade there is just to show support in the community, which is such a fascinating element
this past weekend
to this community. Yeah. I'm still kind of walking that off Friday night for the Fiesta parade. But in addition to these radio stations, there's another element there. And that is this digital targeted marketing tool, I want to say phenomenon, but really it's just the way the evolution of marketing has gone digital. And many, many people sell digital, but few really sell it well, and few provide as much customer service and solid reporting and accountability and local connection.
And feedback.
And feedback, too, and reporting and all those things than what we do here. So ADX Digital is sort of the fifth radio station, if you will, to ADX Communications. Because the other part is, when you build a radio station, you have to have people who can sell that radio station. So we have this incredibly talented group of account executives with, we know for sure we have over 100 years of experience in selling radio and digital. But these experienced radio people who also now are trained and skilled to talk about digital with business owners who understand the power of marketing and might be looking for other ways to do that. So while the radio conversation is branding and awareness so that people know you exist, the marketing side on the digital side really begins to take you down that funnel from branding and awareness to action and conversion and then proof of performance in the reporting world. That's very different than anything we've ever seen in radio because everything is trackable. And while there can be mechanisms in radio to track the impact that you've had through an advertising campaign, on the digital side, it's very, very specific and very impressive. And so that's the umbrella cover of why digital in this radio station group that I listen to every day here in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And that's how ADX Digital connects to ADX Communications.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
it's great having that local connection, like you said, with a mom and pop station and just being involved in the community. So
Yeah. It's getting harder and harder to find locally accountable, skilled, knowledgeable, targeted digital marketing experts. And there are many. They're out there. Everybody's a little bit different. So our goal with this program every Monday is to always educate people about digital targeted marketing, give you some questions to ask, have some standards that you want to hold people to, and look for that accountability and ask 1,000 questions. And one of the very first things is when we do sit down and talk to a business about digital targeted marketing, the very first thing and the most important thing is that we ask a lot of questions of you, the business owner, to find out more about what your business is and who your target audience is and where they exist. So hopefully never will you ever sit down with a salesperson from this organization who begins to tell you how you're supposed to be advertising your company before they ask a lot of questions about because we can get off track real fast.
Yeah.
So we want to get to know you. We want to know what you've tried in the past. We want to know where your audience is and who they are. And we can actually help you to decipher who your business, your target audience actually is. There are ways for us to be able to say, and we're going to talk about that here because we're going to dive into home services. So if you're a business owner that is in the home service category, and that's not just HVAC and roofing, there's a lot of others, and we're going to run through some stuff on that today. But we just look forward to talking to people and getting to know their business a little bit and then be able to offer up ideas that can move the needle for you and be able to talk about what that budget looks like and what you should get for it and what your expectations are. So, yeah, that's the big intro today, PJ.
Okay. Well, it is June 1st. It's the official start of hurricane season. And yes, you did mention about the connection to home services. So what do businesses need to be thinking about right now?
Yeah, so what I want to basically share is if you're a home service provider, and we're talking about home repairs and projects and upgrades and remodels and all that, this first half hour really is going to be for you because we have so many ways that we can target your target audience and ways to break down who that audience is that hopefully you'll come away from this conversation saying, holy moly, I didn't know you guys had that much information for me. So here's one for you just to start it off with you. So what are a couple of the projects that you have to do around your place?
Oh, geez. I got to remodel the bathroom already.
Yeah.
Garage door.
Yeah, what's wrong with the garage door?
It's just really, really squeaky? Old. It's the original. It's squeaky.
Is it falling apart?
Kind of.
Doesn't go up when you hit the button and that kind of thing? Or
it's just mechanically starting to break down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how old is your house?
Built in 1991.
Okay, you're perfect. I'm so glad. You're answering these so...
I'm a demographic.
You're setting me up really well for this whole thing. At my house, we're talking about a couple of yard projects. We do have a fence mishap that needs fixed. And ours is pretty brand new. But we live in one of the townhouses in town. And so our footprint's a lot smaller and you'd think we have fewer projects, but we might be replacing the carpet maybe in our place. I know my wife wants to paint inside and definitely yard things that we talk about doing all the time, like cutting out all those dead spots of grass and replacing them with some gravel.
Oh, yeah.
And then some trees.
Landscaping,
you know. Mm-hmm. So all of these things are in the home services category. And so if you happen to be a landscaper or a fencer or definitely roofing or HVAC, then please don't go anywhere because I want to talk to you because we've got a few things for you to think about. So a couple of things, PJ, you're going to fall right into this 100%. So this is interesting stats here, first of all. Percentage of Americans owning homes rose to almost 66% in 2024.
Oh, wow.
So that's a big, it continues to go up. And you're going to be surprised, actually, here in a couple of minutes on how old and how much money those people make. But about 40% of U.S. homes are over 50 years old.
I believe that.
So the demand for maintenance and renovation continues to go up. And as we get busier, especially in urban areas, there's a growing trend toward outsourcing household tasks. Mowing.
Oh, sure. Well, that's been decades. You know, the teenager mow your lawn from the neighborhood.
Yeah, the teenager doesn't want to mow the lawn anymore. The teenager's busy on various other things.
That's true.
So people are more willing to outsource household tasks right now. Power, washing, even washing the car. You know, like there's these mobile car wash people out there. So the demand for home services really has never been higher. And we have just, we're up against the first break. I didn't expect to get here so fast and not already be into some of my stats here. So stand by. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about some of the most in-demand home services. And we're going to talk about how digital can find your target audience for all kinds of different ways that home services businesses continue to grow and succeed. If you want to start a conversation about digital, like you're already there, you say, oh man, I'm ready. Let's just start the conversation. I don't even need to listen in the next 45 minutes. Call Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000 to get the conversation started on digital targeted marketing with ADX Digital.
This is Pep Talk with News Radio 92.3.
Precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good dental health starts at the beginning of life. For infants, wipe their gums with a clean, soft cloth after feeding and make sure to schedule your child's initial dental visit before their first birthday. As your child grows, make sure they brush twice a day and floss before bed, limit sugary snacks and drinks, and schedule regular dental checkups. Focusing on healthy dental habits early helps children grow into healthy adults. Visit floridahealth.gov/dentalhealth to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Health and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, National Service Officers.
We've got an entire generation of men and women who have seen war. They're going to need voices.
Paralyzed Veterans of America represents them.
We're going to make sure that the Veterans Affairs gives them everything that they're entitled to.
Get all the health care they need.
Making a person's house adaptable.
And we also focus on getting them a job.
We help our veterans for free.
Changing lives, building futures. That's Paralyzed Veterans of America. To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola and the world.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today. In the studio with me right now is Brian Prowitz from ADX Digital, and we are talking about hurricane season. We're talking about home repairs, talking about stats of homeowners. And continue on with that discussion.
Yeah, we're talking about how it all ties into digital targeted marketing here at ADX Digital. We have about 19 different ways that we can help you target your audience and move them to action here at ADX Digital. But because of, the time of the year and the fact that home services continue to go up, the demand continues to grow. Some of the most in-demand home services, how about HVAC is pretty obvious, but according to the stats, homeowners would rather replace old inefficient units than risk breaking down of what they already have. And services like air conditioning, but also duct cleaning and humidity control continue to grow in the HVAC world. Roofing, many homes built 20 to 30 years ago are ready for a new roof, just like PJ talked about, his house in 1991. So, if you haven't already, I mean, you're right there in that wheelhouse for roofing services. Roof upgrades are a much more important home improvement to boost property value. And obviously, before you can sell a place, right, these days, you pretty much have to have a new roof on, I guess. Mm-hmm. Solar panels also are booming as well. And then on the electrical side, the rise in smart homes, and you think about the way some of the electrical systems were built in some older homes, they weren't really built for charging plugs and Wi-Fi and right. all the big TVs and stuff that we run that pull a lot of juice. So, and a lot of older homes are retrofitting for new tech needs. So if you're in any of these industries, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But what I'm trying to relay here is that we know an awful lot about the buying habits of people and how to find them if you're in the home services section. So, and this stat jumped out at me too. When, at least on the roofing side, when roofing shoppers search a business online, 25% have a company name in mind already before they begin the search. And I would think that that's true probably for a lot of businesses. This is why you never stop advertising, ever, mm-hmm. because there's one rule, it's called the 95-5 rule, and that is at any given time, only 5% of the audience that's out there is actually in the market for the thing you're selling, which means 95% of the people are hearing your name and they're building an opinion about you before they even need you.
Right.
So before somebody even goes shopping for a new roofer, they know 25% of them already have someone in mind based mm-hmm. on something they've heard before. Branding and awareness.
Yes.
That's where many of the products and tools that we run on digital are meant for branding and awareness, but radio, branding and awareness, that's why it fits so perfectly with digital. When you run them together, you get that branding and awareness hit, and then also later they're seeing ads on their phones and their devices that tie together the things that they've heard, and now they're visually seeing something that you're putting out in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
The average roofing shopper is 25 to 44 years of age. And about 60, 70% of that audience is at $75,000 of household income and higher. Certainly, people in the $35,000 to $75,000 household income are also in the market at times. But in other words, if you were to target, so I'm pulling all this together from a digital targeted marketing thought. So who and where is your audience? Well, the who on your audience would be 25 to 44-year-olds. Where are they? Where do they go? Where are the places that they're on? What platforms should we be advertising to mm-hmm. in order to hit that audience? And then also to be able to hit a $75,000 or higher household income is potentially another target audience. And a couple other stats too. One of the top criteria, it doesn't even matter what the home service is. Most of the time when we look at why people choose, the high quality of work is above price. Before they're worried about price, they want to know the quality of work is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at reviews as well. So those are a couple of things that you might put in your messaging, like your rating on Google or quotes from other people who were super happy with your work.
Yeah,
people will track to that before they'll worry about how much you're going to charge because they want the job done right.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all thoughts that go into when we comprise a campaign for your company. And after the break, we'll get specific on some specific tools that we would recommend and just how to go about this. And if you want to start the conversation, give Jeff Wayne a call at 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000 in order to get started in a conversation about digital targeted marketing for your company.
Brian Prywitz is our guest from ADX Digital, 437-1620. If you have any questions, Pep Talk returns right after this.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Our Senators Ashley Moody and Rick Scott and Representative Jimmy Patronis are standing up for radio listeners like us by supporting legislation to keep AM radio in cars. They know the value of local radio in times of emergency. Now it's time for Congress to finish the job and pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. Learn more at dependonam.com. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You need information. News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me right now is Brian Prowitz from ADX Digital. And before the break, we were talking about some homeowner stats and different breakdowns, I guess, for people to look at when they're thinking about ADX Digital.
Yeah, and we're talking to the business owners out there that are in the home services category, and I'm going to bring it all together right here because we've thrown a lot of numbers at you and a lot of different ideas. But from the home services standpoint, most often the things that move people into action include an ad on a social network, a streaming television ad, a sponsored search result in pay-per-click, or a mobile smartphone app ad. So, in other words, you want to be in a social network. You want to be streaming TV. You want to have people see your ads on the websites and apps that they go to. And the vast majority of people still are participating in Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Those are the big places from a social media standpoint where people still exist, even if you've heard of a whole bunch of other places. So a couple of suggestions here from the home services outlook. If you are a landscaper or a roofer, HVAC, or a power washer, or anything else that would qualify, I even talked about carpet replacement earlier, or bathroom remodeling, social mirror, Meta, Facebook, and Instagram, and YouTube, some of the suggestions that we have for social, we have ways to take your content on your social platforms and turn those into ads outside those social platforms. Or we can run your Facebook and Instagram ad. We've had a lot of success lately with carousel ads on Facebook and Instagram. Plus, we also have YouTube, YouTube Plus. We can be on YouTube channels, YouTube TV, YouTube movies, and Google TV as well.
Real quick, what's a carousel ad?
A carousel ad is a series of photos in a row where people, typically on Facebook, where several photos and calls to action can be built into one post. It's like a carousel. You can just spin through the pictures or videos that are on that carousel ad. Thank you for asking that, too. Connected TV, we've got a lot of different video products out there, and we've even got an amazing live chat product that we can help you with that'll go on your website. It's not an AI bot. It's a person you train. And the interaction with that live chat agent generates all kinds of successful outcomes. And people like chat because fewer and fewer people really want to get on the phone and talk to you. They would much rather text, as you may know, or get on a live chat. So we've got that product, too.
Well, why don't they like getting on the phone? Because they don't think they're going to get a human being. But if they call ADX Digital, they will.
Yes, they will. Oh, nice. Yes. And the human being that you would like to reach out to, and if you'd like to start your conversation about digital targeted marketing, is Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. Let's get started talking digital with you now, today, this very minute.
All right. Brian Prowitz, ADX Digital, our guest for this half hour, 437-1620. We'll continue with him after the news break. News Radio 92.3.